Jai Jai Shri Radhe. The Sunday Satsang, April 12th, 2020. Devotees sent in questions on email. Devotees from Delhi and Vrindavan, and Radhakund. We'll mention those questions from devotees and try to answer them by the blessings of Sri Guru and Radharani. First question is, my reading about the principles of Raghunuga Bhakti, one principle states we have to adopt the bhava of the gopis, gopi bhava. My question is how to build that greed to adopt that bhava. As we know, that the highest tattva is to engage in the seva of Radha Krishna Yuga and the kunja of Vrindavan, and the seva will only come to us when we have the bhava of the gopis. So Raghunuga Bhakti, the meaning of Raghunuga Bhakti, Anugata means to follow the footsteps of the Ragatmika Bhaktas, the Vrajajanas, and the eternal associates of Krishna Vrindavan like Lalita Vishaka, Rupa Rati Manjari, Sakis Manjari, Madhuri Ras, Parakya Bhav, Mahabhav, follow their footsteps by. So we have to develop gopi bhava. So how do we develop gopi bhava? Bhava means the mood, the feeling of a gopi. And specifically, we're in a category of sakhi or gopi called nitya sakhi or pran sakhi, of the five types of sakhis. The manjris or dasis, they're really in dasi bhava. It's called bhavalas rati. They have intense bhava to serve Radharani. So the bhav, the gopi bhav, well, the gopi bhav means seva bhav. Humbled, surrendered seva bhav. Loyalty, absolute loyalty to Radharani and your Teshri and your Guru Sakhi, and completely humble mood of service. So this is the basic principles of Bhakti Yoga in general. This is humility and seva. But here are the humility and seva specifically directed towards the heart and leelas and minds of the gopis of Vrindavan, especially the manjris, the kinkari dasis like Rupa Manjari, Shirati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Yasta Manjris. Then we have our Guru Sakhi Guru Manjari and Param Guru Sakhi Param Guru Manjari. Our whole parampara of all our gurus are all manjris, sakhis, servants of Radharani. So the question is how to build that greed to adopt the bhava of the gopis. You build the greed by associating with those greedy devotees. That means you hear the katha of devotees, specifically Gaudiya Vaishnavas, speaking about Radharani and the gopis and the leelas of Radha and Krishna. Or you read the great books of the acharyas. Frankly, most devotees, they develop their gopi bhava. It kind of just automatically comes into you, because when you associate with the great rasic janas, the great Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas, like Vishnu, Chakravarti, Raghunath Das, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, read their books where they're describing the manjris and the gopis, and automatically, if you're inclined that way and if you're attracted to that, the more you hear and the more you read about it, the more it comes in by osmosis. It's just kind of absorbed into you. It's a kind of a mystical process. It's just like when there's an arranged marriage, if it's a good combination by blessing of God, then as it husband and wife live together, their love develops. It grows by association, by mutual service and cooperation. That's an ideal marriage situation. So specifically we read books where almost every Raghunuga Bhakta is sprying for Gopi Bhav, sprying for the Bhava of the Gopis. He's reading specific books and he has to read them in a very open way, in a very surrendered way, in a very prayerful way. When he's praying to the author of the book, he prays to them in their Manjari Srup and in their Sadaka Rup. For example, Raghunath Das Goswami is Rati Mandri, or he's more commonly referred to as Tulsi Mandri. In Govinda Lilamrita and other books, he's Tulsi Mandri. So when they read, specifically read Stavavali, the collected writings of Raghunath Das, and most especially Brajavilastava. Brajavilastava is very important by Raghunath Das Goswami. Most important for Gopi Bhav is Vilav Kusumanjali, with the commentaries of Srila Nathadas Pandit Srila Nathadas Bhavati Maharaj. And it also has a commentaries mixed in there of Prabhupada Nanda Gopal Goswami from Advaita Parivar and Madhusudan Das Adhikari, another great devotee. So the Vilav Kusumanjali, then of course Radharas Sudanidhi, and then Vrindavan Mahi Mamrita. There are many verses about gopis and manjaris and Radha and Krishna. So generally we have many tapes. We have one set of tapes called Gopi Lila, folder called Gopi Lila. It's all chapters about the gopis. They read the Rasa Lila, hear the Rasa Lila. By hearing and reading about all the pastimes of the gopis or Krishna, then their feelings come into you, the bhav comes into you. It just happens. This is because you're reading with a surrendered mood, and that's the goal of our life, as you rightly said. As we know, the highest tattva is to engage in the seva of Radha and Krishna Yuga in the kunjas of Vrindavan. And the seva only comes to us when we have the bhava of the gopis. So these gopis will bless us with their bhava. It's like we say, glorify the guru, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. If the Guru is pleased with our seva and surrender and our attitude and our feelings, then Krishna becomes pleased. So the same thing, if Raghunath Das Goswami is pleased with our approach and our attitude and our sincerity to read and study his books minutely and prayerfully and humbly, then he'll reciprocate. He's unlimitedly powerful. He's a parishad of Nitya Parishad of Radharani and Krishna. These are great souls, Vishnu Chakravarti, Narottam Das Thakur. We read Prarthana by Narottam Das Thakur. He has a bhajan, Siddhi Lalasa, Hankering for Service, Radha Krishna Pranamara Yugala Kishor, Jivanai Marani Gati Aranai Mor, Shavan Gauri Yangmi Diva, Chandanera Ganda, Malatira Ganda. So read these books and read these lilas and you'll get the Gopi Bhav. And especially if you're associating with a guru in Rag Marg, by the blessings of the guru, this Gopi Bhav will come. Jai Guru.